June 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As with every commandment and every sin, consent to violate righteousness needs to be accepted in the heart first. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, is no exception to this rule. This sin, however, usually takes the consent of two people, but can be committed strictly in the heart and not acted upon physically. I created sex for the purpose of procreation. Within this context, any act or thought which violates purity of heart is sinful, if consented to outside of marriage." Today's world has relegated sexual excitement to a free choice that all can participate in, regardless of marital status. This sexual enjoyment has become the tool of entertainment, advertising, and clothing design, to name a few. This is true because man places his own enjoyment ahead of obedience to my commandments and pleasing me. Make pleasing me your focus in life out of love for me. Then all sin will not get a grip on your spirituality or your eternal destination. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.